Good morning. I'm Liz Richards-Hegnauer, and this is my 7th year as one-third of the youth leaders of Grace Church's youth group, The Teens in Action. And I am here on this final Stewardship Sunday to talk about the serve aspect of this year's motto, Pray, Serve, Give. I'm going to tell you a little bit about why I choose to serve God in serving the others of this church and perhaps inspire you to give to the service that we do here. So there are really 3 main reasons why I do the work that I do with the youth group. One of them is the good it does for the church, one of them is the good it does for the youth, and one of them, of course, is the good it does for me. So as a church, thanks to the youth group, 4 times a year you get homemade, from scratch, meals served to you after church. The Shrove Tuesday pancake dinner came back roaring after a many-year hiatus. You get to hear the words of Jesus' passion read through the mouths of kids as young as 11 and as old as 25. You get your cars washed. Sometimes you get to share a pew with a pink plastic flamingo. Thank you, Polly. And once a year on Youth Sunday, you get to hear an interpretation of the gospel through the mouths of the youth. One of the most profound experiences being not last year, but the year before, when the Sunday after the Boston Marathon bombing, and less than a year after her mother's death, Olivia Cianci stood at that pulpit and shared with you the words she hoped could comfort our and her grieving hearts. I also do what I do, what we all do for the kids. The Grace Church Youth Group at its smallest has been 2, and at its biggest has been 18, and it vacillates between those 2 numbers. We give the youth a place where they are always welcome, where they can question, where they receive mentorship, support, laughter, and a whole lot of pizza. We fill out a lot of community service forms where we get to cross off the minimum number of you did 10 hours and say you did 50, 75, 100 hours. We give them a role in the church. And we give them trips, or they earn themselves trips, where we've done mission work 6 years running. Washington, New York, here in Rhode Island, Boston, and South Carolina. This year on the South Carolina trip, we had 2 youth who this was their 6th trip. I'd met them at age 11. In that time, those 2 young people, one of them grew up, came out of the closet, and found her voice. The other grew up, lost his faith, found his faith, and has now found himself in a place where it's okay for him that he doesn't know what his faith is. Getting to join those youth on that journey is a gift. And that brings me to my 3rd point, the reason why Bill and Lee and I spend 250 hours every year with the youth of this church, and that is because of what it gives to us. 2 years ago, I had a major personal and professional crisis. I felt like the world had fallen out from under me. I was working full-time, I was in school full-time, and I was trying to figure out how to be the new mom to a 15-year-old. I had to step away from the youth group. I said, I have to go. I don't know if I'll be back. I was embarrassed, I was scared, and I was overwhelmed. And 2 weeks later, 1 per day, I began getting letters in the mail. We hope you are okay. We're thinking of you. We love you. We'll be here when you're ready to come back. And I knew then that I could get through everything I was facing because I had that support and I had that love. And I realized that when we are serving God in serving others, we are most blessed. And in that, I was somehow giving out that love that came back to me 100-fold when I needed it the most. So I ask you, time, talent, or treasure, serving, praying, or giving, this church is a place where miracles happen. I am blessed to be able to serve Grace, and I am blessed by the grace I receive in return. Thank you.